Blog Talk Radio.
And I got the HD blues, and my life feels kind of rough. Baby, I won't ever, ever give up. You might see me moving.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Help for HD Live. Help for HD Live is brought to you by Help for HD International and is made possible by an education grant from Teva Pharmaceuticals and a sponsorship from the Griffin Foundation. I am your host, Katie Jackson, and today our guest is Cole Holderman, Student Director of HOPES at Stanford University, a project dedicated to helping families, patients, and the general public learn more about Huntington's disease. Cole has been with HOPES for most of his undergraduate career and has served as a writer for the group's website, hopes.stanford.edu. A point of contact for the local HDSA support group and a leader for other members of HOPES team. In addition to his work for HOPES, Coles is also a board member of the HDSA Northern California Youth Association, which we love. And he is right now at Stanford is studying human disease communications, bioethics, and cellular biology. So he is brilliant. So we are excited to have him on the show, and we are really glad we have someone like Cole working for HOPES, which is a very unique club. We don't hear about this at all, so we are happy that that this exists, and we are excited to hear more about it. So welcome to the show, Cole, and let's start out by you telling us a little history about HOPES and how and why it started.
Well, thank you very much for that glowing introduction. You're far too kind. Well, HOPES really started with our former advising professor, Bill Durham. In 2001, a family friend of Bill's came to him, having just been diagnosed with Huntington's disease and finding out that it was in his family. And when he came to Bill, he knew his resources. He knew where he would go find help. But what he couldn't find any information on was any of the science behind the disease. And so Bill took it upon himself and wrote up a couple dozen page manifesto on everything he needed to know about all the new treatments and all of the new research and about the disease itself and the mechanisms, and realized that there wasn't really anything online at that point that was making the science understandable and accessible for people in the Huntington's disease community. And so at that point, Bill realized that there was this problem and that it was larger than just his friend. And so he invited representatives to Stanford to meet for the first HOPES conference, which met in 2001 in May. And that was people from HDSA, from the Huntington's Disease Advocacy Center, and from the HD Lighthouse Families Group. From that, he was saying, what do you guys need? What is not being done right now in the Huntington's disease community? And it was science communication. And so with a group of four of his undergraduate students, Bill started what would become a student-directed and led organization, HOPES, so the Huntington's Outreach Project for Education at Stanford. And over the summer of 2001, they put out our first website. And since then, we have been reaching out and providing education for the Huntington's disease community pretty much nonstop for 17 years.
That's fantastic. So tell us about some resources that you offer on your website. It's a great website. Also, how you get to your website as well.
Well, to get to our website, you just type into your URL, that little bar on your browser, just type in hopes.stanford.edu. On our website, the biggest thing we have on our website, the main draw, what we spend most of our time perfecting, is hundreds of professionally reviewed articles on different parts of Huntington's disease, how the brain works, how Huntington's disease can interfere with the brain, what to expect as far as symptoms, and a lot of information about what clinical trials are currently going on and what new treatments are being tried. We also have interactive videos and tutorials. We have one interactive brain tutorial that went viral a while back and actually is being used by clinicians all over the country. And on our mobile site, we have a useful tool for law enforcement so that people with HD can use when they're interacting with law enforcement that explains what HD is and what they need to know about it. And that's all being put together by a team of graphic designers, student researchers, and web developers. And so this last year, we had 9 students working on the website part-time.
That's fantastic. And I know you guys also have a section on your site. Like, you guys do book reviews. I know that you guys have contact. I used to work with Kristen a couple years ago, and they were doing book reviews and things like that. So are there other parts of your website, like, that have that kind of offering?
Yeah, so in recent years, we've really branched out quite a bit. And so now, in addition to the more science-based stuff, we're also doing reviews on basically everything that HD touches in popular culture and in politics. So we do reviews on legislation that we think is going to impact people with HD. We do commentary on the representation of Huntington's disease in various TV programs. We do reviews on different books that are coming out about HD. And we're also reaching into a couple other fields. So for years now, we have had an annual Huntington's disease conference in which we bring multiple speakers together to inform and educate the HD community. And also just month, we have moved towards launching a new Hopes podcast, which we hope will help make Huntington's disease information more accessible to a larger number of people.
That's fantastic. Okay, so let's talk about what you just brought up, your annual event that you host every year. Tell us a little bit about this year's event.
Well, this year's event was great. It went off very well. We had 3 wonderful speakers, 2 of them from UC Davis. So we had Peter Deng, who is working with a DNA binding therapy in Huntington's disease at the Dr. Kyle Fink's lab up in UC Davis. And we also had Dr. Alexandra Duffy, who's a clinical neurologist who's doing research on Huntington's disease as well. And then we always like to have a mix of scientists and community members. So we also invited Amy Fidel to speak. She was the HDSA Person of the Year this year and the Bay Area Event Coordinator. And also we had tables by Teva and other resources being offered at the conference. And so we're hoping for a bit of a bigger turnout next year. We want to extend our reach even further across the Bay Area and get more people coming to this conference. But overall, it was a great event, and I heard very positive things from everyone who came.
Yeah, you just, like, mentioned 3 of my very close friends. So that was a really good lineup. Amy and I are very close, and I've been friends with Sasha and Dr. Duffy and Peter for a long time. And I love Peter because I love Kyle. I've been working with Kyle for years and years. But I really like the way he cracks me up because he really explains science so brilliantly. Like, you'll talk about race cars, and when you're revving up the race car, you go, oh, my gosh, I finally get it, you know. That's one thing that's kind of great about Peter and even Jan talking about paramedics. They kind of bring it down to where we understand. So you did have a really good lineup of speakers. Those are 2 people that usually speak at our events when we do them in California. So that is fantastic. And Amy, she is like my all-time buddy. So I've been close to Amy for a long time. I love her. So let's talk about your new podcast and what your focus is and what your goals are in that.
So our new podcast is being led by one of our student researchers, Claudia Hamick. She is coming from being a producer on the Stanford Storytelling Project, and she is focusing on telling the untold stories of HD. So a lot of history about not just where clinical evidence on for Huntington's disease existing and for our understanding of it progressing came from, but also how Huntington's disease affected people before we really knew of it as a disorder. And then also we're using this podcast as a platform to publish small research highlights that wouldn't exactly fit as articles onto the site. And those will be more 5 to 10 minute reviews of new literature pieces that I don't think anyone in the HD community would really be paying attention to if they weren't, brought to a really digestible level. And so our first episode is already out on our website. We are going to release it on iTunes very soon. But it's already there on our website, right there on the front page. You'll see it, and you can go listen to that on SoundCloud as well. And we're very excited for this podcast. It's going to be a great opportunity to, as I said, I think reach out to more people in the Huntington's disease community and also get people in the general public interested in Huntington's disease, because it's a very unique disorder, and it's a disorder that I think could draw a lot of people in to help that aren't currently affiliated with the HD community.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about all your contacts and how people can get a hold of you and how our listeners can connect with Hopes and be able to kind of tap into all that you guys have to offer for the community.
Well, we do a general feedback on our website. So there's an about page on our website that you can go to, a contact form that feeds in directly to my inbox. And through that, I'm answering all sorts of questions on Huntington's disease. I can't provide medical advice, but I've done everything from recommend people to different social workers, get them numbers for different offices that they need to go to for things like Social Security help. I've really been excited to see what comes through that inbox, because you don't get to, as an undergraduate, often see a lot of the things that are happening with your work. And with that feedback from the website, I feel like we're getting a lot of people coming to us for help that have been affected by our work, and then we can help them further to get access to further resources. And so, yeah, my contact is through that about page. And also my email is also not on the site, but I can give it now in case anyone wants to reach out to me personally on my email. It is jcoleh7@stanford.edu.
All right, fantastic. And you guys always can go to the Hopes website, which I believe is www.hopes. Is it .edu? What is the actual URL? One more time.
www.hopes.stanford.edu.
Stanford.edu. Fantastic. All right, well, thank you for all that you guys are doing over there, and thank your guys' team. I think it's really neat to see a whole bunch of students that are working hard on their education, but also, doing stuff like this for a community that is interested in your guys' work and what you guys are doing over there at Stanford. I think this is fantastic. So we've always loved Hopes and Kristen and everyone, so I'm really excited that we were able to connect with the new group of people out there that are doing it. And please let us know if you have anything that comes up, and we will definitely put it across our network as well as maybe have another radio show about it. So thank you for all that you guys do over there. Any final thoughts, Cole, before we wrap up the show?
I just want to say thank you very much for having me on. Thank you for giving me a platform to hopefully get more people to our site to learn more about Huntington's disease. And I will definitely keep you posted on what we're doing in the future. I hope to be in contact soon. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Just a couple updates, you guys. We are heading to Florida this weekend. If you are in the Gainesville area, please come out and join us. We are having our Hype Day, our Highly Interactive Participant Education Day. This Saturday, it is at the Fairfield End in Gainesville. We have a great lineup of speakers. We have Dr. McFarland. We have Janelle Hogan coming in. We have Francis Rivera. We have a great lineup. We are going to learn about dance for life, which is pretty cool, talking about moving and how good, dance and music is for your health, your mental health. So that will be a lot of fun learning about that. Something different that we're just trying out this time, and we'll see how that goes. We are really excited. This is a free event, as all Hope for HD events are for our community. So please come out. We will be serving breakfast and lunch. And we already have a lot of people registered for this event. So please come out and meet your community and come spend the day with us. Make sure you find me and meet me. I would love to meet you if you come. And if I already know you, please come up and say hi. I would love to sit down and spend some time with you. In a couple weeks, we are off to Puerto Rico. That is the first week of August. We are excited about that. It's going to be a fantastic, that is another Hype. And then we will wrap up with Aya with our symposium this year. Next month's radio show lineup is fantastic. We are going to talk about a little bit about physical therapy, swallowing therapy. We have a great lineup of guests. keep an eye out for that radio show announcement. It will be now announced in the next 2 days. Until then, we will see you guys next week. And until then, everyone have a safe week. Talk to you next week. Thanks.